Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
Hey, it's John Cook with Keynote Content. Thank you so much for connecting with me today. One of the things I wanted to connect with you about is that you probably did some type of pivot with your message back in March or April 2020, right when COVID-19 hit. And I'm here to tell you that there's an opportunity for you to pivot your message heading into 2021, and I don't want you to miss this opportunity. Like I said, my name is John Cook with Keynote Content. I am the founder of Keynote Content. I am a number one international best-selling author, and I am the creator of the Expert Message Method. Over the last 4 years, I've worked with over 1,100 different business coaches and consultants one-on-one, helping them craft and share their messages. And let's wind the clock back to 2020, back to March 2020. COVID-19 started to shut down so many different industries across the US after shutting down most of the world already. And I'm getting these calls, emails, texts, messages every hour of the day and night from all over the world, from different clients and people I'm connected with saying, John, I need to change my message. I need to pivot my message. And can we kind of agree that the word pivot is a little bit overused? So I'm going to try to not use it as much right now, but that is the concept of going with. And so if you are a coach, a consultant, speaker, whatever it might be, you probably made a shift or a pivot with your message saying, okay, I'm used to having live events, speaking at live events, but now we're going all virtual or events were canceled. How do I shift to an online audience? Or I normally do this workshop. How do I turn that into a webinar? Or I'm used to being able to have podcast guests in person. How do we do this stuff, all of this online? And so you made a shift. You made a pivot with your message and saying, what also some of the problems that people face likely manifest themselves in different ways with stay-at-home orders, with schools shut down, with different industries being completely disrupted or even really dissolving overnight. And so heading into 2021, I want you to know that there is a massive opportunity for you, especially now we've been in this pandemic 8-9 months now here in the United States, saying there is a chance for you to make that shift going into 2021. And there are a couple key points I want you to look at. The first thing is that your audience needs hope. Your audience needs hope more than anything else. Right now, there is so much uncertainty, so much fear, so much, I don't even know what to expect. But the fact of the matter is, like, if we can bring just a little bit of hope, a little bit of optimism, saying, like, this will not last forever. We will get on the other side of this. There are different studies about hope-based marketing, hope-based messaging that says it's not grounded in some type of pie-in-the-sky lack of realism, but saying, I know that if we stick to what we know to be true, and if we keep pushing forward, if we keep moving forward and saying, I want to keep heading towards something and not thinking about what we lost or about the grief or whatnot, but focusing on where can we go in the future? What can we change to make things better in the future? That will drive so much more buy-in, so much more interest for you to be able to say, and here's how we do that. Second thing I want you to know is that your audience truly is looking for a do-over. Something that I'm seeing from a lot of different people saying, well, I initially went with back in March, April, May here in the US when there was this initial shutdown, people were saying, I don't even really know what I did. We were all just so confused. It's our first time going through a pandemic and I missed an opportunity. I gained the COVID 15 pounds, or I found out that I wasn't that great of a parent, and we were all kind of at each other and bickering and fighting, and it was just an awful time to be at home. But with this potential another lockdown in place in the US, different states saying, this is your chance to say, what if I could do things differently? What if I could have more meaningful conversations with my partner or with my kids? What if I could find a better online fitness program when my gym shuts down? What if I could find a different nutrition program or not go into where I'm just constantly scrolling and shopping on Amazon and boxes are showing up because that's my retail therapy because I can't go out and see my friends? What's that do-over that your audience is looking for? Because think of like the game kickball. I don't know if you played kickball when you were growing up. but essentially this concept of kickball, saying like, okay, a bad pitch comes in, goes like, ah, I missed it the first time. It doesn't cost you. You can say, hey, I get a do-over. You get to roll the ball back and somebody being able to say, hey, take another shot at it. With your audience saying, maybe I missed this opportunity. Maybe I didn't get the chance to do this back in March, April, May. But now, heading to 2021, if there's another lockdown, if there's stay-at-home orders, what's my do-over? And your messaging can reflect that, saying, what if you could say, you know what, I gained the COVID-15. Let's say like you were a fitness trainer, saying, I gained the COVID-15, and I don't love the way I look in the mirror. My gym's shut down. I don't really have this opportunity. But what if I could help you not only lose that unnecessary 15 pounds from back in March, April, May that you've carried through the summer and now into the fall and into 2021, but what if I could also help you start to rebuild the body that you love to look and feel and feel great about yourself and love how you look in the mirror? This is your do-over. This is your chance. So that's a second opportunity with your messaging. Again, hope-based marketing. Do-over, give them a chance like, hey, you might have missed this opportunity, but what if you get another chance? I'm all about second chances. And so another part for your message, when you put your first pivot out there in early or mid 2020, saying, okay, things are different. Here's how I can align my business or my message for my audience right now. But now saying, what is the newest, biggest, baddest problem that our audience is facing right now? Saying the, let's not focus on what the biggest problem was back in early 2020 or even late 2020, but saying, what is the biggest problem now heading into 2021? So like, what is the biggest, baddest, can't sleep at night problem that your audience is staring right here at the beginning of 2021? Biggest, baddest problem. And then for your audience, saying whatever your product, whatever your offer might be, whether it's digital course, whether it's coaching, whether it's subscribe to this or get my book, whatever it might be, it's saying there's a chance for you to focus on what is the win for your audience before it's any type of win for yourself. And this starts to supersede any type of, you know, pandemic or post-pandemic or whatever it might be situation, but saying for your audience overall, whatever direction you decide to go with your audience, it says, I want to look at what is your goal crush versus your gold rush. And what I mean by that is people talk about setting goals, especially, you know, coming right into here, January 2021, people love setting these goals, these resolutions. How do you help them crush their goals instead of looking for the gold rush for your business? So goal crush versus gold rush. If your audience doesn't get the absolute impression that you are there to help them win first, you don't deserve their attention. You don't deserve their energy. You don't deserve any of their sales, because you need to be focused on what is a win for them before it's a win for yourself. And for many of you who are watching this saying like, you do an amazing job. This is something that you already do well, but something for us to double down for is like, what is that big win? It comes back to like, what's the biggest, baddest problem for them heading into 2021? And we're gonna expand on that a little bit here. Biggest, baddest problem, saying, what is the key emotion that that's showing as? And likely it's showing up as some type of negative emotion, like it's fear-based or it's anxiety, it's a depression, it's somehow it's manifesting in this way, it's anger. And anger is always a secondary emotion, but it's tied into usually disappointment or fear or uncertainty. So it's saying, how can we take from the negative of the emotion and in exchange, you show them the positive of that emotion in your messaging? So let's say, Are you afraid about what's going to happen next? Are you uncertain about what life could even look like in 2021 or beyond? Do you not know exactly where you're wanting to be, you know, in these next 6 months? The good news is that you're not alone. What if I could help you go from fear to confidence, from confusion to clarity, from saying I'm angry, upset at the world, to saying I can see joy and hope come flooding back into my life because I see that there's a plan for the future. So on the emotion side of things, saying turn the negative to the positive, but on the thought side of things, going from same type of concept, but a little bit different, instead of like the negative, but maybe toxic, to healing, or negative to healing. The fact of the matter is, like, sitting at home, isolated away from your family, from your friends, from your coworkers, it's easy for us to get toxic thoughts. It's easy for our audience to say, you know what, I hate the job that I'm working at, or I don't love my business partner, or I'm in a field that I just really don't care about. It wasn't even where I got my degree, and I start to feel like I'm maybe a failure. If you can help them start to slow the thinking down and bring in healing thoughts in exchange for those toxic thoughts, the more that we can help people transition to understand this is where your future is, the more you can have healing, positive, joy-filled, hope-filled thoughts, the more they can start to impact the actions that your audience has taken, impact them saying yes to signing up for your list, yes to signing up for your workshop, yes to purchasing your course. The more they can say, hey, I was really down on myself. I was in a dark place. But when I came across your podcast, it gave me hope for the first time in maybe months. And it showed me that you're somebody that is bringing light into my life and not darkness. Did you know that back in March, around March 1st, around approximately 31% of U.S. adults struggle with some type of anxiety or depression? By the first week in July, a new study had come out comparing that same group. That group had gone from 31% to 67%, almost 67% of the U.S. adults struggling with some type of anxiety and depression. Your audience, you need to acknowledge that they are sitting at home feeling stuck, feeling lost, feeling uncertainty, and that's breeding some negativity and even toxic thoughts, and saying, how do I help them find hope and light into their lives again? Another part of this is saying, what are the actions that they're taking? So emotions, thoughts, action. These are all tied into the biggest, baddest problem that they're facing to start 2021. And those actions are saying they're already doing something. And activity is not always productive. I mean, think of a hamster on a wheel. But it's not just activity. How do we turn the negative activity into positive activity? Saying you can keep scrolling Facebook. You can keep reading headlines that are screaming about the world ending and all these other different things, or about election or whatever it might be. But saying if we can turn negative or unproductive habits into positive habits, saying instead of binge watching an entire season, what if you could turn this into, I'm going to watch one episode and then I'm going to learn how to play the guitar, or I'm going to read a book, or I'm going to do something that's actually productive with this time. And for your audience, saying they're already expending their energy through emotions, thoughts, and actions. They're already expending it in one direction. If you can catch them in that on the way for that direction and help turn that energy towards a more productive outcome with your products, your services, your blog, whatever it might be, that's where your message starts to help them pivot towards where they really need to be. Your job is to be able to say, I need to find out where my audience is heading and help direct them towards a healthier, more productive, positive future with my message. That's what a pivot's about. If your message doesn't reach that goal, then you need to revisit your message. You need to revisit, why am I even talking about this heading into 2021? And when you go and you look at all these ways in which your audience is already looking for you to show up big time, to show up with your strongest, most powerful self in a way that actually helps them crush their goals, and it's not just a goal rush for you. So as you're going through this, you're saying, I might even not know where to go with this. I would say, if you love what you've seen here on this recording, if you love what you're experiencing, go ahead and hit that like button. Let me know that you love this. Share your thoughts in the comments. And if you're saying, I don't even know where to get started with this, you can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out the intake form. We'll hop on a call. We'll talk about, where's your message heading in 2021? What was your first pivot like, or your first shift with your message back in maybe March or April 2020? And where do you want it to go now for 2021? This is your chance to get a do-over. You can get a do-over just as much as your audience gets a do-over. And you don't have to say, I missed my opportunity. There is so much opportunity heading into 2021. We'll do this together. Make it a great day. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.